It's over. The 2010 winter canola harvest season is done. Finished up in Grant County on Monday, right here, the last Monday of June. And we were there. We were riding along with Jeff Scott from the Pond Creek Lamont area in his field. He had three passes that he had saved back from the weekend before he was wrapped up and finished in this particular field of a Roundup Ready, a DeKalb Roundup Ready variety. We had the chance to ride, and there was a couple of other news reporters there, media types that were there. They were taking pictures. They got an early ride, but we got the ride in the last couple of passes there of that particular field, wrapping and winding down the 2010 harvest. Before we took that wrap-up harvest ride, we spent a little time visiting with Jeff and then also with Gene Newens of PCOM about the overall quality and quantity and status of this now concluded 2010 harvest.
Well, you know, we started back in May. We've had a good harvest this year. Yields 2,300 pounds in south in Texas a little ways. 1,500 pounds in southwest Oklahoma and that country down there. We thought was pretty good. We had some hail down there. A little bit got flooded out even down there. So generally the harvest has been real good. Quality's been real good. It's come out of the fields good. It stood up to the rain, stood up to the bad weather real good. Where they did hail, the wheat was gone. We still had some canola left in the field even. So I was real pleased with that. Again, the quality's been 50 pounds plus. That's sort of an indicator of oil content. The more weight you have, the more oil you have in it. Jeff Scott here has been going to be the last field. He left some for us here today. We think he's it. There's not much more left. If there is some, we don't know where it's at right now. So we're pretty happy with the harvest. We've been real pleased with it. Most producers have been very generally pleased with it. Not only price-wise, but their fields have been good. Harvest is gone. We've had some problems. Jeff Scott's been the one who's had some problems. He had to direct cut some, and he was very pleased with the direct cut, too. So we've had a good year. We have a lot of farmers, new farmers, learned how to produce. Mm-hmm. They'll help their neighbors next year. Price has been, of course, helpful on that part of it. We're double the wheat price generally. Wheat price run around 3.5, 3.20, someplace in there. That's not counting the dockage you're going to get on it. Dockage has been very expensive for the producers this year, more so than they might have thought it was.
So the bottom line for canola looks mighty good, and the actual field results looking excellent in 2010 as well. This now concluded harvest, and a man that was outstanding in his field, literally, Jeff Scott, president of the Great Plains Canola Association, talked with us before we got that last combine ride of the 2010 harvest season.
Been a great year for canola statewide from North Texas through Kansas. We've seen very good yields. We've had a good crop here. Fought some mud. We've had to delay our harvest on this particular field because of wet conditions. We went out west of Pond Creek and cut all of our wheat and then moved back over here north of Lamont to finish up our harvest on canola.
What do you feel that you learned this year as you've grown this year's canola crop?
Well, the biggest thing that was an advantage was Mother Nature. We had a very forgiving fall, stayed good and moist, had mild temperatures, didn't freeze down too quick. We've done some playing around with micronutrients. I've been growing this crop for 6 years, and it's every year we learn something new. Started using boron as a micronutrient treatment on this crop, which was foliar applied, and we feel like we've gotten a good yield boost out of that. So every year is a learning experience. We just continue to try to tweak what we're doing and find out new things about the crop.
As you look at your input cost and the return that this crop's going to be bringing you, do you feel that this is a good alternative crop for our wheat producers?
I first, 6 years ago, started looking at canola as a companion crop, something to help clean up my grassy weeds, feral rye, cheat, downy brome. I'm a no-tiller, so downy brome has been a big issue in my continuous wheat. So I looked at it as a companion crop. Where we're at now on my farm is wheat is my companion crop. Canola is so much more profitable, a lot more fun to grow. And, when you've got a crop that's bringing in over $400 an acre on a 40-bushel crop compared to $160 an acre for wheat, it's a no-brainer to me. Canola is king.
Input cost, as far as, I guess, what major thing is what some of your technology fees and other input costs that associate with seed?
We'll run 15 to 20% higher than wheat. Use a little more nitrogen. Of course, if you're using a genetically modified Roundup Ready canola, which I do on the majority of my acres. You do pay a technology fee there, but you really get the benefit of it because you're able to control your weeds, your grasses, and have a clean field to rotate wheat back to. And so that 15 to 20, maybe 25%, depending on how much you want to push your fertility level, is a welcome expense in my books for what I get out of it.
Where do you see us going with canola in this state?
I see this fall 150 to 200,000 acres planted. I think it's going to continue to grow throughout this southern Great Plains region. You know, we're sitting on over 20 million acres of wheat planted. I think we could easily see over 1 million acres in this region.
So for all practical purposes, the 2010 winter canola crop in the books, and now expectations are high and optimistic for 2011. That's Jeff Scott, president of Great Plains Canola Association and a canola farmer, one that he says he'll be growing more canola in this coming year on his place in Grant County. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.